There's an old movie about an Indian who dies, and since he wasn't white, they didn't want to bury him on Boot Hill. And people go to the undertaker and they go, "Are you prejudiced against this man?" He goes, "No, other people are against it, but me, I treat everyone as a future customer." This kind of equanimity, benevolence, born out of a business acumen, has also very deep Christian roots. In fact, Christianity goes beyond it. In interpersonal relationships, people may say to others, love, forgiveness, and mercy is something you have to earn with me. In the Christian dispensation and how Jesus taught us, it is never something earned. It is something given. Even it is offered before we know we have a need for it or want it. The word triage might be a good example of how Christianity approaches human relationships. In triage, in the civilian sense, we try to go and get the person who is hurt the most so that we can save their life. In emergency rooms, who is the one that is about to die that we try to rescue? In military triage, it's the exact opposite. During time of battle, it is not the person who is wounded the most severely, but it is the person who we can fix up the fastest to get back in the battle, to get back into the fight, because they have an ability to save everyone else. For the Christian, spiritual triage is always, you go to the person who is hurt the most and try to save them. You don't just love those who love you. Our Lord said, what difference are you from the pagans and those who don't believe if you only care about those people that will reward you by a kind word, a gift, a nod that says, hey, you're one of us. But to love those people who are disgusted by you, who attack you, who refuse to say thank you or even ask for forgiveness or mercy or love, that is where Christian triage and Christian relationship goes first. That is where the Lord calls us to be better, not simply with our own power, but with His divine grace. Because love and forgiveness is much more than an emotion. It is a conviction and an act of the will that says, I do not love you with the same emotion that I may love my child, my husband, my wife, my friend. But I love you as a Christian because you're a child of God, because tonight I will pray to our common Father and I will tell Him, your child was a pain in the neck, but I tried to do the best. I tried to save him. I tried to save her. And God will say, well, now you're talking. Now you're with me. Now you're going after the lost sheep. Now you're going after those people who don't want to be loved or saved or could care less about you. Because in human relationships as a Christian, love, forgiveness, mercy is not something you earn. It is something that is given and is offered. And in that freedom, when it is accepted, there is nothing in this world or the next that can compare to that relationship. Slava Isusu Hristu!